Hey guys, welcome back to episode 3 of season 5 of the Toxic Mom Podcast. We are going to head to Atlanta, Georgia on October 13th, 2017. A woman by the name of Lamora Williams contacted a friend to say that she couldn't do this anymore. She was in a lot of distress and that her two youngest children were dead, ages 2 and 1. She is the mother of 4. Her friend then instructed her to contact 911, but she did not. She instead contacted the father of those two children, and this is part of his 911 call that came in that day.
That's a 911 operator 3809.
This is Douglas County with a transfer.
Go ahead, Jamil.
I just received a call from my child's mother that two of my youngest two dead babies, my sons are dead in an apartment.
Okay, there's a lot of background noise. They're what in an apartment, sir?
I just received a call that two of my kids are dead inside of an apartment.
Okay, did she call 911? What's the address?
No, she didn't call 911. She called me and she video called me. And showed me this, and I seen it.
What's the address?
And I really think they are really dead.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Jamil Penn.
Okay.
I want to know if they actually dead. Please give me a call. Please give me a call back as soon as possible.
Okay, we'll get a unit out there to check it out, okay?
Okay, so then not long after that, Lamora did contact 911, and here's a clip of that phone call.
Yes, ma'am, I have a question, and this is a serious matter. I just left my cousin in the house with my kids. She just left my kids in the house when I came back from work, and my kids, two of my kids are dead. What do I gotta do? They did. She left them dead in the house by themselves.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Where are you now?
I'm in my house. She left my door open. My baby boy, my oldest baby boy, is the only one that's here. Only one that's alive. She left them in the house by themselves. She left them in here, and they knocked at the old house. Can you listen? When I came in, the stove was laying on my friend, my youngest son's head, and my other son was laid out on the floor with his brains laid out on the floor. I don't know what to do. I just came home to work from this. And I just left my baby's dead.
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to get EMS, and I'm going to get police and fire at the location. Can you tell me where you're located?
Ma'am, I can't even talk. This is so serious. I'm so scared. I don't want to get locked up because I was at work.
Okay, ma'am. I understand, but you're scared. I completely understand, but I need to get some help out there to you now. Can you tell me where you're located?
I understand that, but can you please help me? Like, can you please tell me, like, I don't want to get locked up because this is not my fault. I had just came home from work.
You were at work while this happened? Then the responsibility is going to fall on your sister, and that's who you left them with. Okay? Okay, hold on one moment, because I'm going to also get EMS on the line as well, okay?
Okay, so as you can hear from both of those phone calls, two boys were clearly in some sort of distress. It was unknown if they were actually dead or what. When the police did arrive to the home, they did discover her two youngest children, again, ages 2 and 1, inside of an oven, deceased. When the autopsy report came out, the medical examiner said that the boys were inside of the oven for a long time. And, quote, these thermal changes appear to be entirely from dry heat and changes from prolonged exposure to heat. It would require an extensive amount of time to get to this degree. They were unsure, however, if this woman killed the children prior to placing them in the oven. the medical examiner was convinced that she killed them before, and she wanted to conceal how they died. So then she placed them in the oven. And this is probably one of the more graphic cases I've covered. I'm not going to go into many more details about this. You can read it yourself. It's pretty disturbing. But either way, we have two dead children here at the hands, it appears to be, at the hands of their mother.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, so a little background on Lamora. At the time of this event, she was 24 years old with four children. She had her first when she was 18, and she had three boys after that, all fathered by Jamel Penn Sr., the gentleman we heard on the 911 call, and they were ages 3, 2, and 1. And we know that the two youngest are now deceased. According to Lamora's mother, she had a history of mental illness dating back to when she was a little girl. She said her daughter cut herself, tried to commit suicide, also harmed her sibling, her sister. She was a slow learner. She suffered from postpartum depression. And according to the mother, Lamora got worse in 2014 after her father died. The father was her backbone, according to the mother, and she went totally bonkers when he passed away. When Jamel decided to exit the relationship, he did remain in his children's life. He was supporting them both physically and financially. But Lamora's mother warned him that she felt something was going to happen to those kids. And unfortunately, she predicted something to be true. Her mother did have to, at one time, pull her out of school to homeschool her because her behavior was so bad. And like so many of these cases that I report on, what happened here that somebody clearly who was mentally unstable, and you have a mother reaching out for help, and nothing happened? The mother did try to gain custody of her grandchildren because Lamora was apparently leaving these children alone, and they're all so very young. They cannot be left alone at this age. This goes back to episode 1 with Corey Bigsby, who did the exact same thing. But unlike her, she has a mental illness. She clearly was too unstable to have the responsibility of being a mother. Children are a tremendous amount of responsibility that nobody can prepare you for. And I've said this before, and you top that in with a history of mental illness, then you throw postpartum depression in there. We saw that with Andrea Yates in Texas when she drowned all five of her children. This is a serious problem. And the system constantly pushes things under the rug. And now we have, yet again, two dead children. Lamora was indicted by a grand jury in 2018, and she was charged with murder, abuse of a corpse, cruelty to children, because her One son was in the home, apparently, when all of this happened. But that's it. That's where the case stops. We have no other information about this case. My guess is that with all of this that happened and her history of mental illness and her mother trying to take the kids from her and over the years trying to get help for her daughter, she probably was institutionalized. Unknown if she is getting therapy until she can stand trial. I'm going to guess she probably was deemed incompetent to stand trial because there's nothing. Nothing has happened with this case. But it's just so very sad that we have people walking around here like this that are breeding. And then we have adults around them that are begging the professionals that are trained to deal with this, and nothing happens. This probably could have been prevented. And as you can hear from the 911 call that she made in particular, she knew that she did something wrong because she was trying to shift blame. She blamed her cousin at one point in the phone call. Then she blamed her sister. So she definitely wanted to separate herself from her egregious crime. And then the father, you can only imagine getting a phone call like that. And then to top it off, she put the phone on a video call and he could see his two children laying there dead. So very sad. But again, this is going to probably keep happening because the healthcare system in the United States is flawed. The mental health system is even worse. So what do you guys think? Do you guys think Lamora Williams is a toxic mom? Or do you think the system failed her? Send me your feedback and we'll chat next week. Have a good week.